You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
S to the A to the L to the Isha. Some call me Sally. Others call me Seisha. If you don't like it, I'm gonna have to beat ya. Nah, I'm just kidding, y'all. Y'all, Y-N-double-L. I bet you all thought that Salisha couldn't spell, but now you know, and I got to go. Hey, it's time for the Salisha Show.
Hello and welcome, or welcome back to another episode of The Salisha Show. You guys, my heart feels light in this moment. So if you have been following along with season two of The Salisha Show, we've gone through a range. We've been in rehearsals for the Britney Spears musical, going into tech, into opening the show, into running the show, into actually staying open, into completing our run, and then successfully closing out our run in DC. And so now we are about a month or two out from closing the show, and I finally get to sit down with somebody who I've wanted to sit down with since day one. You guys, she's so beautiful, so kind, so sweet, so talented. Okay, let me just get to some of her credits. Okay, so she's a TV superstar. Some of the things that she's been in is Great News, Be Positive, Love, Undateable, Ground Floor, Cougar Town. Literally, she's done so much TV stuff. And I'm sure, like, if you see her at all, you will fall in love with her. But aside from her being a TV superstar, she's also a comedian. And she's literally the most breathtakingly, stunningly gorgeousness of a human, of a being. And for being so beautiful, one might think, oh my gosh, she's obviously the cool kid. Would she ever talk to me? Well, you know what? I'm here to tell you, yes, she is. She is the cool kid. But she's also warm and kind and maternal, but still freaking hot. But my favorite thing about her is that no matter who she's talking to, she makes them feel like the most important person in the whole entire world. Y'all, please help me welcome the star of the Britney Spears musical, Once Upon a One More Time, playing the most gorgeous Cinderella, Briga Helin.
Oh, Salisha. Oh my God.
Briga,
thank you for saying I'm maternal but hot.
You are. Right? Like,
oh my God, most importantly, no, I love you. Thank you for that unbelievably generous introduction, my God.
I love you so much. Like, on stage, I love you. But the thing is, about you, like, you're phenomenal on stage, but you're just as phenomenal off stage. What the freaking freak? That doesn't even seem fair.
What? But how, well, I would like you to just like turn the focus to yourself.
Yeah, no. That's what we're not
gonna. Well, I mean, I just, yeah, I would say and ask the same of you, my dear radiant woman.
How are you? Like, where are you in the world? How is your heart?
It is good. It is, you know, as you were sort of going through the chapters of our Once Upon a One More Time journey in that intro, I was like, oh yeah. And now we're in this after period where I don't know about you, but I like thought it was like, I got home and I was like, did I just get punked? Like, was that like, did that happen? Which seems like a very odd thing to feel and say, but it felt so surreal afterwards. I think just as you were saying, with the amount of things, you know, globally that we were able to, by the grace of God, withstand, it just all felt like this nuts dream and miracle that it happened. So now it being over, I'm sort of like, where am I and who am I? And, you know, I feel like I have 2 feet planted back in, you know, my day-to-day life. I'm over in LA. But over, you know,
just over in LA.
And like over the whole country. And so I do feel grounded in like my reality today. But I'm also at the point where I can feel that my heart wants to be like, okay, that was real.
That absolutely was real.
You get to go back. You get to remember like those feelings. You get to look at pictures, you get to really like go now, kind of go back and like, you know, kind of get back in there into the memory of it, because you know, it was a train that we were on and there was no slowing it down for any second.
Can you believe that I feel like we started together, what, in March?
Oh, man, if we would have known. We literally, our start date originally,
thank
March.
God we didn't, Felicia. Thank God we didn't.
And why do you say that?
Thank God we didn't know.
Oh, thank God we didn't know.
Yeah, thank God we didn't know. No, not thank God we didn't start. I'm happy. I'm so grateful that we started. Obviously, wish none of the pandemic had happened.
Correct.
You know, and that being said, I've definitely, you know, found reasons why that chunk of time was incredibly valuable, you know? So no, I am happy that we started when we did, but yeah.
So going from March of 2020 and then having to wait that whole pandemic and not knowing how long it was going to be. And then finally getting to open in DC, like, how do you feel about like finally getting to do it, and then also being in a similar but different period right now?
Right. Yeah. Well, it feels very different now than it did the first time. Thank God. But you know, first of all, I'm just so damn proud of this particular group of people. Like the grace with which I'm just so proud of everyone. So I just feel this like immense collective pride, which is like the coolest thing. You know, because we were all so mentally, emotionally, and physically isolated. So then to get to, I was telling somebody just the other day, like getting to be on stage while we had our restrictions and our protocols off stage, but getting to be on stage where you got to follow a physical impulse to go towards someone and touch them and look at that, just the simplicity of, hey, you have a green light to go to someone physically.
Yes. Yes.
When I'm walking, you know, like walking my daughter down the street in a stroller, I'm like, oh, cool. There's a person. Let me cross to the other side of the street. You know, like that's the conditioning. That was the physical conditioning that we were coming from. And though that hurdle was so odd to sort of, you know, that's not a switch that you can easily switch on and off, right? But like the permission on stage once we all sort of acclimated to then be like, I mean, I was laughing because there was like a scene. I was, oops, did I lose you?
Nope, you're still here.
Oh, weird. You disappeared. There we go. I was laughing with Aisha because in one of our final performances, I just like kissed her on the face. Loved her so much. I was like, I just kissed her on her face, you know? And I was like, wow.
Well, Briga, I think I saw that and I was like, taking notes. I was like, oh, that's new. Okay. You're is like, that a
so
thing
that
now?
It happened to me when I'm, you know?
God, I don't remember that happening before. Okay.
You're like, cool. So boundaries are a got it.
Showcase. Got it.
But just like cherishing that we got to go towards each other
yes.
for that amount of time was like, just okay. has really, yes.
No, don't ever let me cut you off. I will wait until you're done. But like you mentioned grace. And I feel that way about you. Like, obviously, we got through the show. We have a very special bond with our cast. We had a successful run by the grace of God. But there were also trials and tribulations when we were like, what is going to happen with freaking COVID-19, this Omarion virus, whatever. Like, like every day was like, okay, do we have a show today? Are we all healthy? Is this going to be okay? And during some of that, it got a little like... Sometimes it got a little scary. It got a little testy. There were some emotions that were like, oh, like some people were more like calm than others about it. And throughout the whole process, I always noticed that you always handled every part of that with grace. How did you do that?
Well, I mean... I'm like, let me tell you, you saw graceful, but I was also like breaking out in hives all the time. Like,
cool.
My body was also like, hey, you are panicking. Like, do not forget, lady. No, but you know, it felt so wildly you know, so wildly out of our control. And especially, you know, personally, this was my first time doing a musical in a decade.
Oh my God.
I'd never done a musical of this scale before.
And you're the lead.
You're the lead. I was coming in like, hey, I am already wildly out of control. And that's not a bad thing. That's also a very exciting place to start anything from, you know? And so it was like sort of me learning the world, learning the culture, learning the, you know, cause it's not just what happens on stage. It's like putting up a show is a beast and it's a machine. And we're just so fortunate that we have the artists and the creators that we have, but it's still like, everybody kind of knew how to be a part of this machine that I was like, well, I'm just going to figure it out. As we go, I'm going to make some mistakes, but I'm going to learn, just be really mindful of learning, like what's going on with other people so that I can learn how to do this job kind of one day at a time. And then you added on the COVID stuff.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of like, okay, you know what? I have no way of grabbing onto to anything. So what I'm going to do, I mean, and listen, Celicia, at an earlier point of my life, you know, things find you at the appropriate time, I think. And so I do feel like I have the tools as a human being, you know, as a woman, as a mom, as a wife, as an individual to show up, and an artist to show up and not, you know, not spin out of control because I have none, you know, like I know how the tools at this point in my life, but you know, I can't imagine previous versions of myself showing up to this gig and having a joyful, primarily incredibly joyful experience the way that I did, you know, like
you
it wouldn't
did.
Have happened.
So
yeah.
Talk to me about kindness, because there were we will not get into it, but there were a few moments in there where we were like, uh-oh, what just happened in the room? Who, what's going on? Da-da-da-da-da. But then whenever they talk to you or anything, like, you're always, no matter what the situation was, no matter how stressed, because sometimes in tech, things get stressed out, okay? But no matter whatever happened, Brica, you always responded with grace and in kindness. And so that seems like something that came to you like breathing. It seemed like something that you didn't even have to think about. And it's one thing to be kind when everything is perfect, but when people are under stress, when we are under time constraints, like we are about to open whatever, like that is when, you know, it's easy for people to snap, and you never did. Who is somebody in your life? Well, who taught you that? Have you always been kind? Did you have role models who were kind? Has it ever been an active thought?
Yeah. Oh my God. Well, I would say I have been, there's a big difference, at least it's a distinction I've had to make for myself, like between being kind or being like a martyr or being somebody who sort of, kindness for me, it could sort of morph into something else, like not like being a doormat fully, but like saying, you know,
you were never a doormat.
No, kindness is an active thing, and there's a way that it could be very passive in sort of just not wanting to upset people. So doing things out of people pleasing, to keep peace, to, you know, all of that stuff. And that's not the same thing as kindness to me. Like, that's coming out of fear, but kindness is coming from true security and love and like abundance, you know? And I knew that that was the only way I was going to experience joy, showing up to do my biggest dream of my whole life, which is what this was and is. Because I've done the other one before, it doesn't work. It doesn't work for me. So in terms of it being a conscious thought, like, you bet it is. It's like a practice, you know, not just a conscious thought, but it's like a daily, and certainly not always perfect. Like, I had big feelings that came out sometimes, but, you know, I also just, you know, I believe that everybody, what we had to remember in this particular circumstance is that everyone is scared. You know, everyone was scared on multiple different levels. So that's what I mean by grace, is that, like, even when it got really messy, like, we have to remember we were scared because we were putting on a new show. We were scared for our survival. We were scared. Do you know what I mean? Like,
we were trying to stay alive.
There was a lot of really complex fears that everyone, I don't care how chill you are, that everyone, because we were alive and had this incredible opportunity, that we were all operating from. And I think it's very easy for me, and I hope it's easy for other people with me, to remember that, like, when we're sometimes people are just scared. And and it's very easy to be, I find it easy to be forgiving. Not that there was nothing unforgivable that happened on this show. I was treated. We have all beautiful people. We're so lucky. But, you know, even when things get messy, it's like, we have to meet fear with like forgiveness as much as to the point that we can, you know? And I also really tried on this one. I learned as I went, and I learned a lot, but like, where kindness then had to be transferred into like assertiveness. There's a way to be assertive and be kind. And that's sort of the next frontier for me, is like, cool. It went from not being, you know, not people pleasing with kindness, moving to how do I show up with kindness? And now it's like, and how do I funnel kindness into when I need to assert myself?
Do you think that's a coincidence that your character goes on that journey as well?
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, it's interesting to be when I first read this script back in 2019, you know, right before 2020, really, it was like January 2020 when I auditioned.
I
read it and I was like, oh, I don't even know that I'm not at the end of her journey, but I'm somewhere in the middle. And I know that first part, man. So here we go. I can give you a pretty truthful, you know, arc of this woman. Because I just related to it a lot.
I didn't know that that's when you, like, how did the show come into your life? You just kind of mentioned part of it, but like.
Oh, babe, like I got an email I think it might've been Christmas Eve. And I had to, Salisha, I had to read it like 25 times. Cause I was like, wait, I don't understand. Cause I grew up doing musical theater. I went to college for it partially. I went to college originally for it. And then I transferred in.
At USC?
Yeah. I originally went to Cincinnati Conservatory of Music for 1 year. And it just wasn't for me. So I left. And then I went to USC, and USC was great. We got to do a lot of different stuff. Yeah. hand motions that I'm making.
Cool.
Yeah. And, you know, but then I got, TV was what started happening for me first. I had done a chunk of time in New York where I was really sort of very lost and knew that I loved musical theater, but it was not work. It wasn't feeling right. It wasn't feeling right because me myself wasn't feeling right, you know? And then I ended up moving back to LA and TV worked out first and I loved it and I loved comedy. So I've just done that for 10 years. And then this piece of me was like, if you don't find your way back to musical theater, you are always going to regret it. And you know that, but like, how are you going to get back? And I had just, cause I just missed it with everything, you know? And so I had talked to my agents not long before getting this email about the show. And just saying, can we try and like find more theater opportunities? I really feel this pull to get back there. I'm not totally sure how to do it. Can we try and figure out how to steer the ship back that way or whatever? And I had gotten one musical audition and I went in for it and it like didn't go very well. I was like this, I just remember being like, yes, I have an audition for a musical. And then I was like, oh, bummer. It didn't go. Oh man, damn. You know, shit, I get one of these every and I'm very thankful it did not go very well because it would have been something that prevented me from doing our show. And then
what
the
did
next
that email say?
Said it, no, it was just the breakdown. It was just the breakdown of the project. And they were like, they're, you know, still looking for this role. It's a very quick, you know, turnaround. Da, da, da. And I was like, oh, so you're telling me like all of my favorite things in one project?
In one?
You're telling me everything I love in one? And then I read the audition sides and I was like,
I can do this.
Oh, get out of here. Well, because I think like a lot of audience members might come to our show expecting one thing and it turns out to be something kind of different, you know?
Yeah, totally.
And that's certainly what I was just so shocked. I was like, it is a book musical that's hilarious and it has actual hard jokes to turn and it has depth and it's a
great message.
Great message.
And it's Disney plus Britney.
It is like 10 plus fully crafted female roles, female comedic roles.
Yes.
Get out of here. You know?
Oh my gosh.
So I made this audition tape. And after I did it, I was like, I don't know what it was. I just knew her instantly. And I knew who I was in her instantly. And I knew what I would hope to do with it, you know? So, and then I made this tape and then really quickly, I think it was like 3 days later, they were like, can you fly out to New York?
Oh.
And then I went and I had a, you know, a work session, and then went back to the audition that night. And I found out I got it after my audition there.
That it was 3 days later.
It was like, yeah, I mean, maybe I heard back 3 days later, and then maybe I flew to New York like a week after that. It was mid-January that I got the role.
That was fast. That was fast.
It was lightning fast. It was lightning fast. And then there was like 6 weeks before we started, right? So it was like,
I did not know that was your first like introduction to the project, Briga.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's, mm-hmm. That's a great story.
Well, that's wild. It was wild. But I felt it so deeply in me. I mean, it was one of those auditions where it was like, there's a particular thing I want to wear. And I found one of it in my size in the corner of a store. And then,
yes,
you know,
you
and
did.
I was like, and I know what I want to feel like walking to that thing. And I had all these people that I was able to call on in my life that I was like, hey, I do not have current experience doing this. Tell me what to do. And I got all these like amazing nuggets of wisdom. And I just kind of put them all together. And I was like, she's a superhero, man. Like in this show, she's a superhero. And I was like, so I just want to feel like a superhero. I'm just going to be a superhero, you know? And it was like,
do you ever get nervous?
I have, I've talked to Mimi and Tess about this a lot. Like, I don't get nervous, but I have this, I mean, have I been nervous for an audition or something in my life? Yes, of course. But I do love auditioning, and there's like a certain kind of adrenaline that I used to feel playing sports. I played a lot of sports growing up, and it's kind of the same adrenaline that I have doing theater or on camera stuff. Like art stuff feels very intertwined with like who I was when I played sports. And so I don't know how to describe it. It's not nerves, but I get really very intense.
So, because I'm like, that's a really interesting play. I went on for Snow one time and I was like, you know what? This is just what my hand is doing right now. I had so many nerves. I was like, you know what? There's nothing I can do to stop this. Oh well.
So here it is. Uh-huh. Yeah. But I mean, Celicia also like, that's a very different scenario. You know, like, yeah, I'm not saying parts of my body wouldn't be abandoning me if I had to find out that I'm literally not talented enough to do what you're doing.
I don't know if I am either, Briga. They just were like, I feel like Celicia's a princess in some life, so let's just make her all of them. I've never swung before. I just, like, I don't know.
You've never swung before. I did not know that.
Girl, no. And
if I had to do what your brain had to do, I would be terrified. Like, I can't, that is so incredible.
I mean, like, it was our cast, swinging in our cast is fun because there's so many of ours who have been understudies and swings before. And so everyone is really understanding and gets it. And so everyone was very kind. And even though, like, okay, I know where I'm supposed to go next, people were still like, go there. Let me hold your hand. I'm like, cool.
Wait, there was a term. I have a question. This is a newbie theater question. There was like a term, like somebody said, you're going to have to give me the old like pull and push or something. What's that term?
That is one of them.
Push and shove.
Shove with love.
Shove with love. Is it that?
Yes.
When, and I was like, yes. What is that? mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? And then when I looked on stage, I was like, oh, they're literally shoving her lovingly in the direction of her fucking blocking.
Oh my God. That Act Two Gretel track? I'm like, I have no idea.
That was it. You were like, shove with love, guys. Shove with love. Everyone knew what that meant.
The entire cast was like taking me by the hand and then dropping me off. And then somebody else would pick me up and lead me downstage.
Salisha, I went home and told my family the story of like that.
Oh my God.
That. Like it was so incredible. Like I was like, you guys, you have no idea. It just was so incredible to me and so unbelievably.
You know, I feel like how that went, that is not how swinging is supposed to go, but that is how it went for me for my debut. And it was the perfect cast for that to happen with because it felt, there was so much love on this stage. There was so much love.
Yeah, it was the coolest. It was like the coolest.
It was actually, I was like, you know what? I actually have no idea what's next, but I'm not worried because somebody's going to make sure I get there until we get to the mega mix, of course, because we're all doomed. We're doomed.
It's like, you're all on your own. Everyone's on their own for the mega mix.
Everyone is on their own.
For everyone.
It's going to be, what did Keone say? It's okay if it's a mega mess. Just have joy.
Just have joy.
Oh,
yeah.
That was a really special time. I'm like, you know what? I don't know what the heck just happened, but we did that.
That, I mean, we talk about adrenaline. I can't even.
Talk about adrenaline. Can I ask you something? And it's coming from a place of, I want to know how to do this. One day, I'm not there yet, but how do you balance being a wife, a mother, and a star of show that you're mounting all encompassing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know that I'll ever know the answer to that. I think that's what it is halfway through. I was like, oh, I'll never know.
Cool.
How to do it. I think that's it. It's that kind of the energy can be diverted or transferred into being okay with the fact that you will never know how to do it, as opposed to trying to know how to do it. Mm. You know, I mean, I was pregnant while I was working in TV, and then I went back to work on the same TV show when my daughter was like 4 months, 3.5 months, 4 months. So I was fortunate in that I had like a very empowering first experience of being a working mom. It was very intense.
Yeah.
It was very intense, but ultimately I went, oh, I can do this. This particular balance this particular constant imbalance, but like the challenge of it and the joy of it and all of it. And the energy that I got from it, I was like, I like this. This works for me. What I will say, theater is a completely different beast though, right? Because there were times where physically, and our show is very physical, and there were times where, you know, getting back or feeling like I didn't physically have the energy for my daughter the way that I wanted to, that was a bit of an adjustment because I'm a pretty physical mom, and the line of like how much you have to think about your physical health in especially in a musical. I am at the very beginning of that journey, but what was so amazing was like,
you're doing so well.
Thanks. I mean, you know, the funny thing is too, this past experience, while it was only 3 months, it was also like our loved ones couldn't come to the theater, right? Like we couldn't have
them hanging out in the dressing room,
hanging out, you know, like I think in a different world, it would have been like, oh, my husband, you know, can you, are you free?
Yeah.
Do you want to hang out? Can you bring, you know, our daughter? And we could, the three of us can like make memories in this place together. But that was not a thing that we could do at that time, you know? So I do think there, you know, I hope that down the line, there's a world in which balance feels like more attainable just because more we can do more things, you know, because sharing it, sharing also what I do and modeling what I do for my daughter is like really important to me. Modeling for her that there are going to be times where like me as not as your mom, you know, me as an individual woman, like my soul needs to go do this thing. And that is how I show up better for you because I am a better mother when I'm connected to my art. Without a doubt, because ultimately, like, while what we do takes physical energy, it like gives me spiritual energy, right?
Yes.
It gives me emotional, it replenishes itself tenfold when I'm doing a project I love, you know? So the way that I am the best, just for me, the way that I am the best version of myself as a mom for her is when I'm really connected to artistic endeavors as an individual. That's that, if I know nothing else, that has been made very clear to me. So, and that's a freedom that I want her to know she just has growing up, is that should she decide to become a mother today, oh, I remember how my mom went and did that. And it did look really hard, but you know, she went and did that. So I can go do that, you know?
Oh, I love that. I love that. I think that's such great advice and can be like, how do you say, you can use that advice in other parts of life too, like to show up as a wife, as a girlfriend, as a friend, like love you so much, but my soul needs to go jogging every, like I need to train for 100%. This marathon, like whatever it is.
Yep. It's passion, right? Like it is the freedom and the, and all of the, you know, and the ability to go pursue your individual passions. And then that's what allows you to show up in those relationships. Yeah. In all different kinds of relationships. Exactly. Yeah.
What are you grateful for today?
Oh my gosh. So much. I'm grateful for what feels like a very new beginning in many, many ways. I don't entirely, this is a thought I'm sort of just forming as I'm saying it, but I feel this like percolating of very sort of new energies and like the opportunity to reset a lot of things based on what we've all just been through. And I feel like I've learned a lot about myself.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot about my family. I've learned a lot about, you know, I just feel like all of these new sort of things, maybe it's spring too. Maybe it's that it feels like spring out here.
Dear God, oh, yes, please.
In Los Angeles, it feels like spring. But
New York.
You know, then I, we love you, New York. Okay. Hang on, like one more month, two more months.
Three more months,
maybe never, okay. But yeah, I feel this exciting sort of new beginning to a lot of things with a lot of like new cool information about myself and the people that I love the most. And I'm kind of excited to see like what it yields. I'm grateful to feel excited and hopeful.
Will take that. And real question.
Yeah.
Do you think we're going to transfer?
Hell yeah. I'm always going to tell you that though. Like I'm not like, I'm a yes person. Like I don't, I'm a yes until it's a no. I'm a yes until it's an absolute no on everything.
You know,
so
I'm riding this train with you. I am riding this train with you.
Babe, my feelings are there's just no point why bother thinking everything's not going to happen? Like, yes, of course, for self-preservation. Yes, we want to protect our beautiful, sweet hearts that have been dragged all over the place in the last couple of years. But right? Yes, of course. And that is valid and sometimes necessary, right. But I don't know. Ask me today. And I'm like, you're going to have to rip that hope out of my
right.
sweaty
out of my sweaty palms.
Yeah.
We're here for that. And I feel the same way. We're putting this positive energy out in the world. If you're listening to this, send mm-hmm. us good juju. Like, let's mm-hmm. freaking go. This has been a long time coming. We freaking worked our butts off. And we all freaking love Britney. And so let's celebrate her.
Yeah. Like, what a freaking survivor, man.
I feel like when she sees this show and she sees you coming out and it's like your cost, like a nod to her, like, and everyone is celebrating her. Like, I hope that lights up her whole heart. And I hope that we get to meet her and get to see that, because I freaking love this biatch. Like, I love her.
Felicia, when I think about, I can't even think about potentially meeting her.
Come on.
I mean, I want it with all my heart, but I can't. Like, it is too much. It's too much for all the versions of myself. It's too much.
I dream about her, like, being backstage and I'm swinging. She's like, who are you? You want to be besties? I'm like, yep. I have nothing but time. They're not going to call out.
That would happen.
You want to go for coffee? Yeah. Please, God. Oh. Let's keep hope alive. I love you.
Oh, yeah. I love you.
I love you so. I love you.
Thank you so much for this.
Much. I love you so much.
I really do feel the need to just make a trip to New York for some fake reason. And that's just, well, no, the reason isn't fake. The reason is I just want to see you guys.
Come on. Right? Like, let's come up with some kind of reunion or something. Hopefully, rehearsal. That would be a great reunion.
Well, that would be great. That would be great. Yeah. But I don't know. I'm very impatient. So I'm not going to wait. I need to find one soon.
I mean, my birthday's on Sunday if you want to come.
It's on Sunday? Birthday.
Thank you. I turned 30.
Oh my God, you're turning 30.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're 30.
Shut up, right?
Like,
now.
You're a baby. 30's a big one though. I don't know. It was for me.
See, you look like you're 25, so I feel like I have questions
I'm turning 35 in April.
Really?
Yeah. Wait, yeah. Mm-hmm.
At what age did you have Bennett?
20, eked it in 29. She was born like 10 days before my birthday. So I was 29 when I had her.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I feel like, mm-hmm. okay, maybe I should get started. I don't know.
Oh, babe, there's no time. There's no timeline. We gotta just do it when we want to do it.
Would you have another one?
Yeah, I hope to have another kid. I definitely, you know, this is, our show is a big personal dream of mine. I feel like it's something I need to,
yeah,
something I need to wait, you know, not like I'm going to be, yeah, I can't be like pumping backstage for this one. Not for this particular show.
Not when you come out in those hot pants.
When we come out in sequin booty shorts, we can't be.
No.
You know what? Or maybe we could.
Maybe we could.
But I'm going to say I just don't want to be.
Yes.
I could. I do not want to.
Yes.
So, yes. But I do think, I do imagine, you know, a couple of years down the line, probably wanting another kid. We'll see.
Oh, I'm so here for this. I'm so here for you. How can people find you? Follow you?
Oh my God. On Instagram at Briga Healing. That's it.
You heard it here first, ladies and gents. Briga Healing. I love you. Thank you for joining.
Thank you.
Bye.
That wraps another episode. Thanks for listening to The Salacia Show. See you next week, and don't be shy. If you love the show, please tell me why. Please rate, subscribe, and leave a review. Go one step further, tell a friend or two. Check out my site if you think it was the bomb. Pay a visit to SalaciaThomas.com. One last thing before I relax. Shout out Josh Carey, and thanks, Podmax.
I'm out.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.